As I've told you this week, I visited the Cathedral of Notre Dame about 10 years ago. 10 or 12 years ago, I was at Notre Dame. And it is a breathtaking place, a place that is a cornerstone of Western civilization, of history. You know, Napoleon was coronated there. You think about that. It survived two world wars. It's not just a symbol for Catholicism. It's a symbol of Western civilization. It's a symbol of France, a symbol of Paris. And so when that fire roared through Notre Dame here 2 days ago, I mean, the world watched in horror. Many did. My next guest, Marie-Claire Morillac, chairwoman of the French department at Hillsdale College. Professor, welcome to the program.
Oh, well, thank you.
So you've been, obviously, there as well. It transcends religion because it's been there for eight centuries or more. It transcends religion. It is a truly one of the three pillars of Paris, in my estimation, the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, and Notre Dame. To me, your thoughts?
Well, you're right. I think that everything you just said is exactly the way I feel. And every time I've gone to Paris, and I have taken groups of students from Hillsdale College to Paris, and every year I would make a point to go there, and not just for them to see this amazing place, as you said, who has, you know, was built 850 years ago. And so it was to make a point, too, that they would have the experience of Notre Dame and hear the organ, hear Gregorian chant in the cathedral, and visit it and understand what this monument is about. But I think for me, as a French person, it's the heart and soul of France that is there, the heart and soul of Paris, and probably in many ways the heart and soul of Europe.
Let me ask you this. French President Emmanuel Macron vowing yesterday to rebuild. And first of all, it is incredible. And I'm going to venture out and say a miracle that more wasn't destroyed. The cross still standing. The altar still standing. Many of the statues saved. In fact, a dozen of the big statues from the roof actually removed a week ago for renovation and so forth. How fortunate is that? But Macron says they will rebuild in 5 years. Now, that is optimistic, and but I think it's the right thing. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely, it's the right thing to do. And I think already, as you know, many people have already put money and given money to make sure that this would happen. I think it's going to be a long process. I'm sure they'll be very careful. And I think one of the reasons why Notre Dame is still standing today is because the firefighters knew exactly what to do to preserve as much as they could of the structure. And to be, because of course, between the roof and the ceiling, that's what burned. And the spire, when it fell, is the only thing that actually went through the ceiling and crashed in the middle of the nave. And so, yes, I think that it will be rebuilt. I'm confident it will be.
I guess the good news about the spire, if there is good news, it was a 19th century spire built in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. It was not part of a long-term part of Notre Dame, and that can be replaced. It's unfortunate, but you look at the priceless bits of art, the crown saved by, you know, the hero that ran in. I mean, several heroes that ran in and
absolutely
out, right?
Absolutely. I think that they did. I'm sure they had fire drills, and they knew exactly what to do in case of a fire like this one. So it was certainly rehearsed in many ways. But they did everything they could, and they, you know, I'm thankful for everything they've done. It's pretty amazing, and the sight of that fire was. I can't even tell you. I had tears in my eyes, and I could not keep away from the TV. And I have a French channel, so I could watch. And
at one point,
my heart.
Yeah, millions around the world watched. We were glued to televisions. I was. And at one point, the reports were that they were not going to be able to save much of anything. The towers were going to go. The bells were going to fall. And that was the worst moment. Clearly, obviously, they rallied greatly from that point. Salvaged much from inside, and it's not a great day, but it's a far better day today than we thought it might be.
Absolutely. I think that, and again, thanks to the firefighters and thanks to how things were handled, I think that they saved the towers. That was the greatest fear. I think that once the structure collapsed, then the rebuilding would take more than 5 years for sure.
Certainly. Let me ask you something else while I've got you here,
sure.
Because, and we've got Marie-Claire Morelec here, chairwoman of the French department at Hillsdale College here at Hillsdale, Michigan. My question is this. They have said from the beginning, before the fire was even put out, that it was an accidental fire, yet we haven't been told what the cause is. And the problem with that is it fuels speculation of what could have caused the fire last year in France, 875 churches vandalized. St. Sulpice in Paris set on fire itself just recently, a few weeks ago.
Yes.
What about all of these churches being, you know, desecrated, burned, attacked, vandalized?
Well, I knew of only one that was burned. It's St. Sulpice in Paris had a fire that was a criminal fire. I remember, and that was about a month ago. I don't know about others. You know, I guess I'm not very well informed, maybe, but I do not recall that there were others that were burnt. But, of course, you know, let's hope that it is accidental. And I think so far that's the direction they're taking, because the spire was being in restoration and there was much going on at that level where the fire started. So let's hope that's what it is. But, of course, it's this other church, Saint-Sulpice, which is, if you recall, is the one that was used in the Da Vinci Code and
correct.
All that. That was a criminal one, but I don't know of others, so I can't speak of that. But of course, it's very much a concern. Security is very much a concern around churches, and I was in Paris, in fact, with my family 2 years ago. And for Christmas, we went to Notre Dame for Christmas Mass, in fact. And they did have security around Notre Dame. It was impressive, but they also had security around all the churches in Paris.
And every landmark. They have three-man teams, and they all have fully automatic weapons. And there's no joking. When you go to the Eiffel Tower,
no.
they're very visible. They make no pretense about, we're here, we're serious, don't do anything silly, because we'll be the end of it. And I appreciate that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother me the least, but I was only going by numbers in the media all over Europe right now, 875 churches.
All over Europe. Yeah, but, no, absolutely. I mean, it's true. You have to be, being vigilant right now. That's the name of the game.
Let me ask
right
you
now.
This,
you have
though.
To be very vigilant.
From the darkness of Monday until this day, and I'll give you the last word on this, optimism. Is that your thought for today? What is your hope?
Optimism, absolutely. Not just that, but I think that unfortunately through this catastrophe, a lot of people went back to what's essential in life, a spiritual experience. And I think that, yes, I'm very optimistic. I think that it has brought a lot of people back together to what is important in life. And Notre Dame is definitely part of that.
Marie?
So, yep.
Marie-Claire Morelec? Greatly appreciate it. It's been a privilege.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
There you go. So great perspective on the fire, the aftermath, and now the rebuilding process. Marie-Claire Morelec, Hillsdale College. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.